It's the Bradfield Weather Podcast, underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. I am Dan Lovallo. He is meteorologist Brad Field. And before we begin the podcast, Brad, I want to extend our sympathies to you and your family for the passing of your father last month, Richard Field.
Dan, thank you. A good, good man, and he lived a good life. He was kind of a legend around the town I grew up in, Assonet, Massachusetts, which is a little small town north of Fall River. That's out in the New Bedford area in southeastern Massachusetts. It's big cranberry bog country out there. But yeah, my family and I have been dealing with that over the last month or so, Dan. So pardon the absence here from the podcast for a little bit, but thank you for the feeling of sympathy there, Dan. A very, very good man. He lived to 95, so he certainly lived a great life, no question about that. But he did fall about a year ago. It was March of 2023. And he had some brain bleeds, and he was in and out of the trauma unit and nursing homes and everything. So it's been a tough year, but like I say, he lived a very good and productive life, and I just thank you for that.
You're welcome. Oh, we're putting this podcast together on March the 7th, and it's interesting, Brad, we're going to take a look at what February and early March has looked like, but I can tell you this. We have gone a couple of weeks now, and there is absolutely no snow cover on the ground.
No, it's been crazy, Dan. I mean, we when you look at it in total, we have had 24 inches of snow at Bradley for the season. Now, that correlates to what's normal, 44 inches. So you can see that we're a little bit over 50% of projected snowfall. Maybe we're at about 55%. I didn't do the calculation, but 24 inches so far at Bradley, a pretty decent storm in January and a pretty decent storm in early February, but that's been about it. There may be something coming down the line. Like if you put a gun to my head right now and said, you have to answer this question correctly, I would say we will have more snow before we enter fully into the spring season. So that's a little teaser for you, but it has been incredibly mild, Dan. And also, the first week of March, at least, has been incredibly wet, including last night, up to 2.5 inches of rain in parts of Connecticut, specifically around Bristol. That seemed to be the epicenter for last night's rain.
I keep thinking, can you imagine if the rain we have gotten over the last week had been snow?
Yeah, I keep imagining that too, Dan. You know, I looked at some stats today to kind of see where we are. I mean, I do think that the snow lovers around here are getting incredibly discouraged. It seems like the last few years, the last couple of years, and I've heard a lot more talk about climate change and everything just from the common person walking down the street because of the fact that it's been seemingly less snowy the last couple of years. But you've got to remember, though, that when you think about a couple of years, that's really an eye blink in time. I mean, and it's hard to find any kind of pattern in an eye blink of time. So what I went back to do was I went back to look, and we've kept weather records in the greater Hartford area since 1905. Okay, so what is that? That's 119 years of weather records we have to look at, which is a little bit better than an eye blink in time. You look back and you say, okay, through March 7th, which is today, the day we're recording this podcast, what is the most snow for the season we've ever had to date? Now, some of the snow can start in October. So the snow season begins in the summer of the preceding year. So, and it goes through, I think it starts on June 1st and ends on May 31st or whatever, the snow season. But essentially, it's mostly November, December, January, February, and March, sometimes October, sometimes April. One time we had snow in May, that was back in 1977. But I looked at it and said, okay, what is the most snow in a season that we've ever had to date in those 119 years of weather records? And I bet you can remember this, Dan. It was 1996. On this day, March 7th of 1996, we had 104 inches of snow at Bradley. We went on to get 120 inches before that season was over. It snowed in later March and into April that year, but we had 104 inches to this day in 1996. Now that's what, 28 years ago. Okay. The least snow cover for a season through March 7th, you go back to 1937, Dan. So what is that? That's 87 years ago. So, you know, back then, no one was talking about global warming or climate change or whatever. But back in that season, there was hardly any snow at all. If you didn't even have a scraper, you were probably fine that year. So what I'm saying to you is these perturbations can happen. Am I ready to say that we are never going to see snow again in Connecticut, you know, ever like we saw in previous years? I would answer that no, because, you know, granted, we want to take care of our planet and we want to make sure that we are all good citizens of the globe and don't pollute and don't throw garbage out the window or don't, you know, drain oil onto the ground and, you know, various different things. You want to take care of the planet. But at the same time, I'm not thinking that we are doomed by any stretch.
Well, and I would certainly concur with that. And obviously, you're coming from a more analytical basis with your education and all. By the same token, I do think before this season is over, we're going to get more snow. I just and I'm going on a hunch. You're going with all your tables and your models, and I just sense we've been so fortunate that we're due to have another snowstorm before all is said and done.
Well, the funny thing about that, Dan, is I every morning I look at it and I, as a snow lover, say, ah, darn, you know, type of thing. Now, I talked to you off air about this. I'm the assistant varsity coach for Granby Baseball. We start with our pitchers and catchers on Saturday. And then a week from Saturday, we have the whole team assembled for the tryouts. We've got a lot of boys signing up for baseball this year, so we're probably going to have to cut down the team a little bit. So that's coming. So at this point, even snow lover Brad Field doesn't want to see snow. But I'll skip ahead a little here, Dan. I told you I would do the long range at the end of the podcast, but I'll do it now. I am seeing some signs that I don't want to see. Because as I said, being the baseball coach now, I don't want to see this. About March 20th through about April 10th, it looks like it could be crazy cold here in the East. And what do I mean by crazy cold? Well, you always look at what's normal. Today, the normal high temperature is 44 degrees. If it were 15 degrees below average today, that would mean the high temperature today would be 29. So that would be considered a very cold March 7th if the high was only 29. So I'm looking at that from about March 20th through about April 10th. Temperatures could average 10 to 15 degrees colder than normal per day. So if that happened, and say the normal high temperature, let's just pick an arbitrary day, March 28th, is 48 and we're 10 to 15 degrees below normal, that would mean the high temperature would be between 38.3 and 38 degrees. So that is significantly cold for almost April 1st. So that's the kind of thing we're looking at. And then I said, okay, so if we've got this kind of cold weather, then I went out and I looked at my favorite Canadian model, which goes out 30 days in advance. So that takes us up through April 7th. Well, guess what they've got on April 4th? Keep that day in mind. They have a snowstorm on April 4th for all of Connecticut, all of southern New England. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But the point is, if it turns really cold and we have deep troughing in the eastern United States between, say, March 20th and April 10th, so that period in there of 20 days or whatever it is, that period of 3 weeks, the chances are it could snow again. So it's interesting. Then when you end up tallying it all up, say we get 30 inches of snow for the season, you know, it goes in as a below normal snowfall season, definitely, but certainly not that out of sync with what typically happens around here. So it's kind of interesting to see how this is all working. And the snow lovers are probably saying, Brad, where was this 3 weeks back in January when we really could have seen some snow? But I will give this to this ski areas of northern New England, Dan. There's the possibility that some of the higher mountains in the Green Mountains, so most of the ski areas, and then the ski areas in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, they could get significant snow this upcoming weekend, on the order of a foot or more. But for us, I think it's just going to be a cold rain here coming up on Saturday night and Sunday morning. But I know I'm flipping and going all over the place here. The other thing about the long range, Dan, is I looked at some of the low temperature readings just when you don't want to see them this way. Just arbitrarily picking from the Canadian model here. On March 28th, mid-teens for the morning. That's a Thursday, March 28th. On Friday, April 5th, so in other words, the day they say after this snowstorm comes, mid-teens. I mean, do you want to wake up on an April morning and have look at a thermometer that says 15 degrees? But this could very well be the case. So we're just going to have to kind of get through it and get to the other side.
Well, on that note, and we're putting this podcast, by the way, you mentioned April the 5th, the Hartford Yard Goats open their season on that date in Portland, Maine. So I don't know if anybody's going to be playing baseball, particularly in Maine with temperature in the teens.
Well, the outfielders are going to have to be careful because the outfield will be like concrete, so it'll be like a super ball when it hits the ground.
Wow, crazy. We will return to the Bradfield Weather Podcast in just a moment. I want to talk a bit about McAllen Construction, underwriters of the Bradfield Weather Podcast. McAllen Construction is a full-service construction company centrally located in the state of Connecticut in Prospect, and servicing the entire state. In fact, McAllen Construction has been servicing the entire state for more than a quarter of a century. And McAllen Construction also handles snow removal. You heard Brad, we are in store for a lot of snow. McAllen Construction will handle snow removal at private residences, public buildings, schools, commercial buildings. McAllen Construction is the place to call for snow removal. In fact, they are on call 24/7, 365 days a year. McAllen Construction is a woman-owned, small minority business handling residential and commercial building projects, utility construction, site work, water and sewer repairs and installation, and much, much more. McAllen Construction is licensed with the state of Connecticut and insured. Give McAllen Construction a call at 203-758-3474. That's 203-758-3474. Or go online, McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. But anyway, we're putting this podcast together on the 7th of March. So what does it look like on the weather map?
Well, Dan, the storm that brought up to 2.5 inches of rain last night, so that would be Wednesday, March 6th, going into this morning, Thursday, March 7th. The low pressure is now centered off Cape Cod, and it's moving away. So any areas of rain and drizzle will be diminishing probably as we put this podcast online around lunchtime. And then we will see drying conditions through the afternoon. And the temperature is still significantly above average. The averages today for March 7th are 44 for the high and 26 for the low. I see the high today are up around 50, so about 5 or 6 degrees above average. Now, by tomorrow morning, Friday morning, March 8th, we'll see high pressure from eastern Canada down to North Carolina. And Dan, a rarity will occur tomorrow. The sun will be out most of the day. It's been so gloomy lately. So a really nice day coming up for Friday with temperatures between 50 and 55. Now, on Saturday, that high pressure system will orient itself over Nova Scotia. Clockwise around the high means a southeast flow will be developing. So the wind will be coming off the ocean. It will be colder here on Saturday with temperature readings in the 40s with increasing and thickening clouds. But I think most of the day will be rain free. Coming up on Saturday night, we will be watching a storm moving out of Kentucky coming right at us. We're going to see periods of rain on Saturday night. And the rain should really start up around midnight, Dan, and it should rain fairly heavily on Saturday night and into Sunday morning. And while we're getting 1 to 2 inches of a cold rain here, Saturday night, I think temperatures will be in the 35 to 40 range locally. So it'll be a cold rain here. But the ski areas of northern New England finally may be getting some good news with, a good healthy foot of snow possible coming up on Saturday night and Sunday morning. Sunday morning, the storm should be over New York City, temperature around 50. And remember, Saturday night with the storm here, that's the spring forward night with the transition from standard time to daylight saving time is coming up. And I did get the sunrise and sunset. I don't know where I wrote them down. Sunrise on Sunday morning, Dan, is at 7:10 a.m. Sunset Sunday evening is 6:52 p.m. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound nice? Even though the weather pattern is going the opposite way from as we head into late March and early April, at least we're going to have some, bright evenings coming up. So that's certainly a sign we're going in the right direction. So the storm is over New York City Sunday morning. It's stormy here Sunday morning with rain, possibly heavy rain. Now, by Monday, low pressure will be in down east Maine. It'll be very windy here, chilly, with temperatures only between 40 and 45. So Monday, we could finally have a below average day. And if that does indeed occur, that'll be the first one of March. I mean, March has been ridiculously warm thus far. Tuesday, still breezy. High pressure advancing from the Great Lakes region. Temperatures seasonable on Tuesday in the 40s. And then Wednesday, the high is off the Carolinas. So we start, we have kind of a tranquil day, not much in the way of wind, maybe going light south late in the day on Wednesday, but more high pressure and more sunshine. So we do have in the short term, Dan, a pretty big storm coming in Saturday night and Sunday morning. But aside from that, after the storm goes by, it's windy and cold on Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, much more tranquil with some sunshine. So That's the On the Weather Map segment.
Okay, before we put a wrap on things with the immediate forecast, the short-range outlook, I want to toss a question out to you because you mentioned how we could see a dramatic turn in the weather between March the 20th and April the 10th. And near April the 10th, on April the 8th, Brad, we're going to have that total eclipse. So you might as well throw that into the mix as well.
Yeah, I think, what's that, Dan? Like in New England, I think it's, if you're up in the far northwest corner of New England, maybe up toward Burlington or something, I think the total eclipse will be seen off to, well, will be seen, the darkness will be seen off to our west. Like sort of through the Mississippi Valley and the Ohio Valley and then up through eastern Canada or something. So, yeah, that's a big astronomical event coming up. And, you know, another astronomical event, I never knew how it happened until I became a Sunday school teacher when my boys were little. Everyone said, how do you figure out when Easter is? It's always like on a different day. Well, it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. So this year it's about as early as it ever gets. It's going to be March 31st this year, right?
Right.
So yeah, it's that's an astronomical event too. I never knew Easter was determined that way. So that's a little interesting factoid that you heard here on the Bradfield Weather Podcast. But so we got that, and we've got the eclipse, as you say, coming up on April 8th. I remember, Dan, and I you know, we're similar age. I remember as a kid once it happening. A total, not a total eclipse, but an almost total eclipse. And as I said, the little tribute to my dad there at the beginning, growing up in Massachusetts, we were outside playing, and I don't think anybody knew about this. And all of a sudden, it started turning dark in the afternoon. And the dogs in the neighborhood were going crazy. They were like starting howling and everything. But I think back then, we really didn't know that this was going to happen, or it wasn't well broadcast on the news or whatever. So it was kind of a freakish thing. It kind of scared you that you didn't know it was coming. And then all of a sudden the sky grows dark and the sun is like going away. I remember really kind of being freaked out by that as a kid.
Well, I know that the Cleveland Guardians, and obviously they're located in Ohio, they're making a big deal out of this eclipse because it's opening day for them, and the first pitch is scheduled to be thrown right around the time the eclipse is taking place. So that ought to be wild in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, I bet you. And they'll probably need to have the lights on in the stadium. Dan, that very interesting event. And I believe it happens, you know, it's decades between when it happens. And don't ask me how it happens. I have no idea. I would just gladly say, consult an astronomer. I have no idea.
Something about the Earth getting in the way of the sun and the moon, I guess. But anyway, that said, as we put a lid on this podcast, putting it together on March the 7th, what does our weather forecast look like?
All right. Well, for today, Dan, the light rain and drizzle will be diminishing, and it'll just sort of be cloudy through the afternoon, and temperatures still mild, up between 50 and 55. Overnight, we'll see gradual clearing, temperatures between 28 and 34. So any residual puddles or whatever around, there could be an isolated slick spot somewhere on Friday morning. During Friday, it looks sunny. Temperatures moderating quickly up into the 50s. Saturday, lowering and thickening clouds, although I do not think it will rain Saturday. Temperatures will be in the 40s. Saturday night, commencing around midnight and going through about midday on Sunday, rain, possibly heavy at times. Gusty southeast wind between 30 and 40 miles per hour. Temperatures during the storm here between 35 and 45. up in northern New England during the storm, 25 to 35, with up to a foot of snow in the high hills of the Green Mountains and the White Mountains. So if you're a skier, you may want to make some plans to head up to Vermont or New Hampshire on Sunday morning. And then windy conditions building in on Sunday, temperatures upper 40s to low 50s, but tending to fall as the day goes on. Monday, partly sunny, windy. I think the highest temperatures will be between 40 and 45 degrees. Tuesday looks mostly sunny, breezy, temperatures between 45 and 50 degrees. And then Wednesday looks mostly sunny, tranquil, a really nice day coming up. Temperatures moving up into the 50s. And as I said, Dan, the long range after, say, about after St. Patrick's Day. So as we head toward like March 19th, March 20th, look for a fairly significant trough all of a sudden taking over the eastern half of the country with temperatures significantly colder than they should be for the time of year.
All right, Brad, hopefully our audience will heed what you have to say and don't put the snowblowers away. But that said, to you and Sandy and our podcast audience, have a terrific weekend and be safe.
Dan, to you and Susan, I hope you guys have a great weekend as well. It's great to be back on the podcast, and thank you to our sponsors and to all our loyal listeners.
Thanks, Brad. The Brad Field Weather Podcast has been underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail.